This episode is brought to you by the Slash and Cast Podcast Network. Learn more at slashandcast.net.
Whiskey Zulu Bravo, this is Sonic Control. It was a girl who died still alive, so absolutely unavailable. We'll pass you to a submarine controlling officer this time, over.
We'd like to take this opportunity to thank the sponsor of this episode, Raise Energy. Raise offers a zero-sugar, no-crash guaranteed product with many different flavors. They're not promising magic in a can or a miracle potion, and they're retailing for under $30 per case, while the big-name brands are charging upwards of $35 or even more per case. If you're interested in trying out their product and giving us a little bit of that kickback from your purchase, use the link in the episode description and use our code, capital letters here, WCFBTS, for a 15% off discount at your checkout. Once again, that is WCFBTS for a 15% off at checkout. Thank you, Raise Energy, for sponsoring this episode, the continued support of our show, and I hope you listeners indulge yourself and get yourself a nice, clean energy drink.
What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode. We came from beneath the sea, as always. I'm your host, Bailey.
And I'm Zach.
And I'm Brandon.
How y'all doing? Okay.
Very good.
Very, very good. Yeah, I got to reschedule my COVID vaccine. I scheduled one yesterday, and I thought the date was for next Friday. It was for today, and then I missed it. So that's how my fucking day went.
That sucks. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I know. Now I got to find a whole other place to go fucking get shot.
Wait, did you say you missed it?
Yeah. It's at 10:30 this morning, and I thought it was for next Friday when I scheduled the appointment.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
You fucking idiot.
It sucks. The birds are back.
Yeah, it'll be all right. I don't think they'll be able to hear it this time.
Those sons of bitches.
Damn birds.
Damn dirty ape. Anyway, we don't have too much news this week. But The Conjuring 3, a.k.a. The Devil Made Me Do It, the trailer got released.
Looks pretty good.
Yeah, it looks pretty good. It's more action-packed, it looks like, this time around.
Yeah.
I'm here for it.
There's a motherfucker in a water bed.
Yeah, it's pretty scary.
I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, it's like 2 minutes long. You need to watch it.
I've been really bad with watching trailers as of recently.
Up next, the trailer got released for the Castle demo for Resident Evil 8 Village. It looks pretty cool. I mean, it's more open worldy. It looks like this time around. Like there's a little village you can walk through in the village in the game called Village.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
8 foot tall vampire lady.
Yeah.
Ah-ha-ha.
Step on me. The whole internet just wants to get stepped on by this woman.
I mean,
I don't blame her. It is what it is.
It is what it is.
Crush me. up next, George Romero's film Martin is getting restored and released on 4K Ultra HD Blu-rays this year. Alien Isolation is free for the next week on the Epic Games Store.
Very nice.
Yeah, I mean, it's broken, but you can fix it by going into the metadata and shit. Alien Isolation, the alien, the game's messed up because of a bug in the source code, and you can go in and fix it.
I thought that was Colonial Marines.
I mean, yeah, it is Colonial Marines. You're right.
Yeah.
It's one of those alien games.
Yeah, Colonial Marines is the one that was fun.
That I never played.
I didn't get a chance to play Colonial Marines either.
Yeah, I heard it was pretty ass, though, so...
Yeah. That game had so much potential.
Yeah. I hope Fireteam's better, but, you know.
Fireteam looks like it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It does.
Yeah. DC launches a DC horror comic line.
Yeah.
It's I mean, see what they could do with that.
I mean, if anybody could do it, it's them.
Right.
So.
Yeah. And then up last, Host, the movie that came out last year during the pandemic, a video game is being made about it. Like a real-time horror game.
Very nice.
The whole cast of the movie is going to be in it, and it's coming from Limited Run Games, the people who brought us the Scott Pilgrim re-release and now the Doom 93 re-release.
Cool.
So, yeah.
Hell yeah. Good get stuff. That work.
Yeah. Good stuff. Good stuff.
Oh, yeah.
My fucking mic stand's so fucking loose right now.
Then tighten it.
I'm spinning it the wrong way. I'm an idiot. All right, it's fixed. Anyway, that's all the news we got for this week. We got a little, not a topic, not really a game either.
A list.
A list. A listing, if you will.
Yeah, there you go.
Welcome to Watch Mojo.
It's a top five.
All listen, right. I know that everybody does top fives, top tens, you know, yada, yada, yada. But the thing to me is they're always fun to hear because they're always coming from somebody else's mouth.
Yeah.
Mouth.
And they're fun to do. Yeah. They're fun to compile. They're fun to do.
Yeah.
I think how we should do this. We should just go and not do them all at once, but like go, we each do five and then four so on.
Yeah.
From fifth to first.
Yeah. Fifth being, I mean, not the worst. I mean, but.
I mean, these lists aren't in like any particular order.
Mine kind of is. But.
Mine is, but they can't. They're in.
Like, number one's my absolute favorite.
Yeah.
They're definitely. Like, all these are definitely interchangeable.
But yeah, number five definitely isn't, like, the worst.
Except number one for me.
Like, these are just ones that you like.
Five through two are interchangeable, but number one for me is. It'll never change.
Yeah, probably.
I'll explain when I get
there. So, real quick, though, like, as far as, like, criteria, there isn't really much criteria. It's not necessarily an all horror list.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, just monsters and movies in general.
Yeah.
You know, and I would count television, too.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so, and then second of all, there's not a fucking monster on our list that you wanted to hear. Make your own fucking list.
Yeah, make your own list and then comment it to us. And
tell
like
us
Facebook
on Twitter.
Or Twitter.
WCB.
Or Instagram.
Or WCFBTS.
Yeah.
Forgot our own fucking Twitter tag. All right.
And then Zach and I have honorable mentions. I'll let him go first because his is shorter than mine.
I changed one of mine so you could have the one that we talked about. So one of them is the ants.
It's ants.
From them. I really like the way they're designed. I like the way they sound, like their kind of chirping noises they make.
Frogs made those noises.
Yeah.
Yep.
The puppets and stuff are cool. So.
Yeah.
It's a good one. And then I chose Barlow from the Salem's Lot miniseries.
Is that the vampire?
Yeah, he's like the main
the
head honcho
spooky
vampire.
One? The one looks like Nosferatu, kind of?
The scary looking
one. Doesn't he look like Nosferatu?
Count Orlok?
Yeah, he kind of looks like
what's
Nosferatu,
his name?
Yes.
Count Orlok?
No, not Orlok.
Barlow?
Yeah, I haven't seen Salem's Lot.
Well, it's Count Orlok is the Nosferatu vampire, right?
Yeah. What's kind of crazy is because, like, Barlow in the miniseries is completely different than Barlow in the book.
Mm.
Like, Barlow is, like, more of a Dracula-esque character, whereas Barlow in the miniseries
Barlow's
is, like,
fucking purple.
Barlow's fucking scary.
I just Googled him.
Dude, his eyes and his fucking teeth.
And see, like, that's the thing with Barlow that gets me every time.
His
is
movements,
like,
too.
You see it in other movies, too, but I don't know what it is. The design and, like, the effect of, like, glowing eyes, like, being surrounded by, like, a dark background is so enticing to me. Like, it's the one thing I always catch in movies.
And that mini-series movie, whatever you want to call it, is really dark.
It is dark. There's a couple of scenes in particular where, like, the jail cell scene is, like, the scariest scene from the miniseries. But, like, the scene in particular I think of is when he crashes through Mark's kitchen window. And he has a hold of Mark, and Strider is telling the priest to, like, hey, get the fuck out of here, kid. Like, you know, all that. And but you just, the one thing you see with Barlow is just that stare, that glowing stare. And I really enjoy that.
So. Yeah. All right, I'll name off my honorable mentions real quick. So the first one is, you know, a monster that we had on the show last week, the Hungry Beast from Terrorvision.
Very nice.
You know, nasty looking bugger, but very fun, very funny. He's kind of got a personality.
Yeah.
And yeah, those effects are just top notch. Then we have Tar Man from Return of the Living Dead, because why the fuck not?
Oh, good choice. Yeah.
Yep. Brains, you know.
Brains.
Nasty looking guy as well.
Yeah.
Great movie.
Very good.
Then I have Bub from Day of the Dead. He's also got a personality.
Isn't he the Patriot zombie?
Yeah, he's the one that can, like, hear music and, you know.
He shoots a gun.
He kind of bonds with the Dr. Frankenstein and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then on my, this might ruffle some feathers. On mine, honorable mentions, I put all the Universal Monster movies. There's not one of them on my actual top five list. So no offense. I'm sure.
Blasphemous.
I'm sure Bailey and Zach might have one on there.
You'll be
maybe
surprised
two.
I don't either.
I do.
Oh, okay. Well, sorry. Brundlefly from The Fly 1986. Nasty looking guy as well.
Gnarly.
Also has a personality. And the effects are fucking crazy.
Yeah.
And then The Blob from really both Blob movies, you know. Can't go wrong with either of them.
Both look great.
Yeah.
For their time.
I put all the xenomorphs, including Queen.
Yeah.
And then all the Yachas except for that bitch in the latest movie who gave them the fucking suit. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Fuck that guy.
Yeah. Yeah, fuck that guy. Yeah.
Idiot. All right. So who wants to go first?
I'll do it.
That's the end of... Also,
Bailey, go first.
Also, the Howling Werewolf for my honorable mention.
Yeah, we'll talk about this later in the episode, but Zach's being a little fucking bitch right now.
No, Bailey's being a punk bitch because I walked in, didn't do anything, and he just chose violence.
I was minding my own business.
Bullshit. You started it. Punk ass bitch.
Fuck you.
All right, who's going first?
I am.
Bailey's going first.
All right, for my number five, argue with me if you want, but you can't deny that Victor Crowley is a monster.
Yeah.
He's my number five.
Victor Crowley.
You want to explain why you put him on your list?
He's scary. And the fact that he, even if you kill him, which we see in Hatchet 2, it is 2.
Yeah.
That he dies, yeah. He comes back.
Yeah.
And, well, I can't really say you haven't seen Hatchet 3 yet.
He's a supernatural being.
Fuck it. I'm just going to say, Victor Crowley regenerates every morning.
Yeah.
Once the sun rises, his body reincarnates or whatever you want
to
say.
To wander the
swamps.
So,
yeah, he's definitely a monster.
Yeah.
For all eternity.
And, you know, he's got fucking, like, super strength. He's got mutant strength or whatever you want to call it.
He's rad. He's rad looking, I should say.
Yeah, he's pretty cool.
In a scary way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
I mean, like, the design on him, like, the from his face to, like, some of the, like, the other detail, like, his back, his fucking spinal column, like, sticking up.
His fingies.
That's pretty nasty.
His fingies.
His
fact
eyes.
That he's built like a fucking tank.
He's built like a fucking Mack truck, okay?
Yeah. The fucking gash in his head.
Yeah.
All that looks cool.
Kane Hodder's his dad.
Yeah. Kane Hodder is his own dad.
Pretty much, yeah.
What more can you do?
Kane Hodder's the man behind the mask, and he's the dad.
Yeah, which you kind of, in that aspect, you kind of feel sympathy for Victor Crowley. He's very much a Frankenstein's monster kind of dealio.
Yeah.
Victor, fuck around and find
out. But then Crowley. You kind of forget about that because he starts ripping people's jaws apart. And
he
fucking sanding.
He straight King
heads,
Kong's
man.
That woman.
He does some nasty shit with
people. He does.
All right, you want to go next or you want me to?
You can go next.
All right, so for my number five is Aylmer from Brain Damage.
Hello, Brian.
Hello, Brian.
Actually, all five of Brandon's.
I knew this was coming.
I couldn't pick another one.
I don't know why I'm kind of disappointed. I saw this coming.
I couldn't pick another one. Okay. So the reason I chose him is because he's got a fucking personality. He's got a manipulating personality, but a fun personality.
Yeah.
Drugs.
His ability is fucking crazy because he just shoots blue ink in dudes' brains.
It's just
have him
liquid
go hunt
LSD,
brains
bro.
And shit.
Yeah.
Just liquid LSDs.
Oh, and not only that, the movie's really good too. So, yeah, I mean, like, he kind of looks like a turd dipped in glow in the dark paint.
That is a scrotum. You can't tell me otherwise.
Yeah, he kind of looks like a dick too. Kind of looks like a tentacle because there's like some little sucker things on there too.
I like his like itty bitty eyes.
Yeah, he's got beady eyes. He's got a weird mouth. So yeah. I really can't. I can't explain much more.
Brandon wants a turd. All right. I guess I'm up next. I chose the werewolves from The Howling. I don't know what it is. I just like the look of the werewolves in The Howling more than almost any on-screen werewolf I've seen. Even I think they look better than the werewolf from An American Werewolf in London. Personally, I think the transformation in An American Werewolf is better. It's leagues better than The Howling. But I still like the look of the werewolves more. Because when I think of a werewolf, I think of upright, 8 feet tall, fucking gnarly, long fangs, you know, all that shit.
Yeah.
Furry.
I also think that, like, the lore aspects for The Howling's werewolves are better than it is in American Werewolf.
Yeah.
Because depending, like, behind the scenes shit, like the filmmakers and shit they're discussing, they were like, you know, because they took, like, bits and pieces of, like, lore from, like, werewolf novels and shit, and they incorporated it. And I believe it's also just based off of a fucking novel itself. So, I mean, but they were like, depending on your personality, when you turn into a werewolf, you know, you're going to look different from each and every other werewolf. And, you know, hence why...
It makes it interesting because it adds a lot of individuality to lycanthropy.
Yeah.
And it's something I don't think we've seen in very many movies.
Not only that, but like if your parents are like werewolves and you're born a werewolf, and I believe if you're born a werewolf in their world, you can transform whenever you want.
Yeah.
Which honestly,
it makes sense.
Pretty fucking cool.
If you're bitten, then you can only do it
under the full moon.
Under the full moon. Yeah.
Like I said, man, just the 8 feet tall, scary murder machines that the werewolves of The Howling are. I like how their ears stick up on top of their heads. I like their snouts. I mean, genuinely, even though I don't think the transformation is as good as An American Werewolf in London's, it's still pretty good.
Yeah.
And it's generally, that scene is very scary.
It just takes a long time.
Yeah, it does take a while.
Yeah.
But I also like how they're like kind of slimy when they transform too. They're like
it's gross.
Really gnarly looking. Yeah.
It's like the werewolves from Trick or Treat.
It's like
they're slimy too.
With American
Those
werewolf,
look great too, yeah.
With American Werewolf in London too, like the thing that they had going is like it's painful to transform and Howling motherfuckers love it. It's weird.
It's a very weird thing.
Sadistic. Also the mom from E.T.
What?
The mom from E.T.'s in that movie.
Oh, very true.
D. Wallace, right? D. Wallace?
I don't think that's D. Wallace.
Is it D. Snyder?
That's the guy from Twisted Sister.
Yeah. Then it's D. Wallace.
Is D. Wallace the mom from E.T.?
Yeah. D. Wallace.
Got
them oh, by the way, while y'all were talking about the werewolf from The Howling, I thought of an honorable mention.
Okay.
It's Jerry Dandridge from Fright Night. The original Fright Night.
Okay.
Gotcha. Right.
He's pretty cool.
Good choice. Your turn, motherfucker.
All right, up next. This one's a bit more of a modern one. But King Paimon from Hereditary.
Sure.
Scary motherfucker.
Well, we don't know. We haven't seen him.
Yeah.
Okay, we've seen what he can do.
We've seen what he can do. We haven't seen him.
It's scary.
Man, this is stupid.
We saw a drawing.
Arguably, it makes it scarier that you can't see him.
Correct. He's the light.
Okay.
You know those little rings of light that would come in the movie? Yeah. That was technically him. Saw a drawing of him, too, for like 2 seconds.
Yeah.
But nah, that shit fucks with you.
Yeah, it's fucked.
I'm still recovering from Hereditary the last time I watched it.
Yep.
I got a Blu-ray of it for Christmas from one of our friends, and I haven't watched it yet.
I don't know when I'll watch Hereditary again.
I probably never will unless somebody I know has never seen it. I'll be like, well, I'm about to ruin your life.
Yep.
I'm about to ruin your life for a couple months.
Curl up in a ball and want to cry, so.
Straight up.
All right, so my number 4 is Giant Puppy Lizard from Beast from 20,000 Fathoms. I Googled what the thing was actually called because they said it in the movie. I just couldn't remember.
It's a dinosaur.
It's called Eretosaurus.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what can I say? He's adorable. Ray Harryhausen did the fucking claymation and stop motion and all that shit, which is always really fun.
He breaks a lighthouse.
Yeah, he breaks a fucking lighthouse.
He murders thousands.
Probably the coolest scene from that movie.
Yeah, you know.
He's also terrifying, not only because he's big and he fucking wrecks everything, but because he carries around a fucking disease with him.
Yep.
Which infects lots of people later on in the movie.
Yeah, you don't see that a lot in monster films. I think Beast is like the only film I've seen something like that in.
Yeah.
At least explored the way it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, like, I couldn't help but, like, really be captivated by the monster in this movie, because, like, I thought that he was really cool, like, the way he moves, the way he looks. You know, I mean, he is very much a dinosaur, but, like, dinosaur. What I kind of picture him is like, he's kind of like a giant version of, like, the Komodo dragons.
Yeah,
essentially.
Kind of looks like Nessie, too.
Yeah, kind of.
But, yeah, that's my number four.
Good choice.
Yeah.
My number four, I chose Clover from Cloverfield.
Nice.
The monster's name is actually Clover?
Yeah, that's what people call it.
Yeah.
I didn't know it.
Yeah.
Still haven't seen it, so.
What? Idiot.
Idiots.
Y'all have heard my story about Cloverfield when I was
younger. This shit's real.
I thought it was real, and it freaked me out.
Why is no one talking about the Statue of Liberty?
I love the way the monster looks. The glimpses you see of him, he's very, he's kind of scrawny in a sense, like compared to like other giant monsters you've seen. He's not very beefy. He's very nimble. I like the fact that he's pretty much on all fours all the time. Like he's kind of got like the way gorillas kind of have their fists pressed to the ground. It's kind of like that.
Yeah,
I really dig that. One of the best scenes that you get a good look at the monster's face is towards the end, right before the camera guy gets fucking his shit pushed in. He looks straight up, and you see, like, there's these you can see gills.
Yeah.
But then there's, like, these sacks on the side of his head that, like, expand. And it's gnarly looking. Like, red, fibery, like, membranes on the side of his head, and they just expand every time he breathes in.
Yeah.
And in that scene, too, I like the curiosity of the monster. He kind of looks down, and he's like, what the fuck is this? And then he takes a bite out of him, you know, and that's...
Yeah, and he also brings fucking
insect kinda,
parasites with him, too.
Yeah, kind of like not really Which much Beast of 20,000 Fathoms.
Arguably scarier than he is.
That scene in the subway is fucking horrifying.
Yeah.
And the fact of like what they do to people, if you get bit, your head will explode.
Yep.
Like, you fucking, it's horrible.
You did.
Yeah, you
no,
did, baby.
No way around it.
It's like, I don't know if I want to get crushed by a giant monster or fucking have my
head
explode.
I would rather be crushed, dude.
Yep.
It'd be painless. It'd be over right then and there.
Yeah. But, I mean, like, this man survives a fucking bombardment.
Yeah.
They straight up just drop bombs on him, and they're like, he's dead, and then he comes out of, like, the smoke. He's like, nah, psych. Craziness. And then the ending of that movie in the credits, it's the monster's still alive, is what they say. So, it's pretty cool. I love that movie.
I need.
Why
to watch
is
it
no
again.
One talking about the statue?
Did they rebuild it already?
Yeah, that's what.
Damn, I that was fast, bro.
I would Google it in school and be like, "How the fuck?"
You're like looking at it and you're like, "Oh, I see the changes."
Exactly. I've seen too many episodes of Lost Tapes.
Yeah, straight up.
There's some shit going down.
Zach's it's like, all it's a fucking hologram. Conspiracy, I tell you. And I thought, like, for a long time, too, because, like, Deborah's like, what the fuck are you talking about? And I was like, I knew it. I'm the only one who knows. I got the only copy of the DVD.
Yeah, it's great. When you're young, you're very impressionable.
When you're young, you're very stupid.
I used to spend a lot of time on cryptid websites as a kid. Be like, oh, see, there's fucking pictures of it, bro. They're fucking real.
It's right there, bro.
Black and white, right there.
Yeah.
Textbook evidence.
Yeah. It was on the internet. It has to be
real. It has to be real. I used to go to the, I don't know if it's still up, but the original Blair Witch website.
Yeah.
I used to go to that, too.
Never went to the Blair Witch website.
It was kind of spooky. As a young child, yeah, that shit was kind of spooky.
I hope it's still up. I might try to go there.
I mean, it was like an old AOL website, so maybe it's still up.
I doubt it, though.
Probably not.
Doubt it.
The government probably shut that shit down.
Yeah, it's the government.
They were like, look, y'all are scaring people for real. Knock it off.
I mean, the director did get indicted to go to court, so it is me, isn't it?
It's your turn.
My number three.
Yeah, three.
Number three, Malone. Number three, Malone. It's Sam, Trick or Treat.
Oh. That's
he's scary.
Spirit of Halloween
He
himself.
May look like a fucking child. That man is a demon.
That's a
full
grown
demon. That's a full grown man. He bites an innocent old man. He's not that innocent. He bites an old man.
We might as well
He likes candy.
He likes candy.
We might as well put Krampus as like an honorable mention as well.
Yeah.
What do you mean? You mean you?
Oh, Krampus, did you put him on yours?
No.
Okay. Did you put him on yours?
I didn't put him on
mine. Okay, he's an honorable mention, though, because he's scary, too.
But yeah, Sam got a little pumpkin head. Yeah. I guess blown apart.
Yeah, it's like a pumpkin with like a skeleton face, pretty much.
Yeah. But nah, Sam, in the last, it's been more than 10 years, last 20 years, pretty good original monster.
When did Trick or Treat come out?
2007.
It's been a little over 10.
12. I usually think it was 2005, but that's not the case.
Yeah. So 12 years. Yeah. I mean, I would agree. Sam's pretty cool. He's the spirit of Halloween. He's like the vengeance demon of Halloween.
Yeah.
Oh, you just knocked over that pumpkin?
Fuck around and find out.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, not only is he scary, but he's adorable in a way, too. But there's also all kinds of other monsters in that movie, too, that you have to give shout-out to, like the fucking werewolves.
It's arguably the best scene in the movie.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I said that earlier.
Yeah, the werewolf scene's cool, besides Marilyn Manson playing. Fuck all that bullshit.
The zombie kids one is good, too.
The zombie kids are really... Zombie ghost kids, whatever they are.
Nah, but Sam's where it's at.
Yeah, Sam's the icon of that movie.
I like the little shorts that they would give out, like, after Halloween and, like, the movie came out. There's, like, one where, like, I think it's titled Back to School, and it's on YouTube. And he's, like, waiting for the school bus.
That's where he puts the dude in his sack.
He's, like, sitting there, and there's all these other kids, like, to the right of him, and he just happens to look over. And then when you see the bus go by, the sack is full, and it's bloody and shit, and Sam's just sitting there with his bag.
You fucking kid.
All right.
All right, is that it?
Yeah.
All right, so my number three is The Thing from 1982.
Very nice.
Oh, my God, this is so surprising.
Absolutely terrifying when you really sit there and think about it, because what the fuck
it can
is
be,
it?
It could be anybody.
It can be
anything.
A Goomba.
It's obviously a shape-shifting alien from outer space.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Like, it's Kurt Russell.
What it does throughout the course of... The 1982 film is fucking crazy because it disguises itself as many people, including a fucking dog.
Yeah.
And it's like turns into like a big wall of gore with an eyeball and a hand and shit at one point.
Yeah.
And it's really nasty. The effects are fucking awesome.
There's Twizzlers involved.
John Carpenter.
The man, the myth, the legend himself.
So y'all want to, you know, y'all want to commentate on any of that?
I mean, the biggest scene with the defibrillator and, like, the like the aspect that,
the
like...
spider head and shit.
Every part of an assimilated person could become a monster. It's horrifying.
Yeah.
Like, it operates...
All it needs is, like,
in parts.
A couple of cells, and then
yeah,
it's
and
fucking
that's all it
over.
Needs. So, like, his stomach opens up, and he eats the dude's hands, and it's really funny because they're, like, munching on his hands.
Yeah.
Yeah, the spider head and, the, you know, the line, like, you got to be fucking kidding me.
The blood test scene is fucking ridiculous,
the Twizzlers.
Too.
Yeah, the Twizzlers with the dog. The dog eats, like, six other dogs.
Yeah.
And, you know, say what you will about the 2011 prequel. The only good thing I think about that movie is the fact that, you know, if you have metal teeth or metal in your body.
Yeah, that's kind of interesting. Because
it
can't assimilate the non-organic stuff.
Oh, yeah. See, I haven't seen that one.
Yeah, that's like a big thing.
I've been kind of afraid to watch.
There's a line by one of the is it Dutch characters? Norwegian.
Yeah.
Well, he's like, so I'm a fucking suspect because I fucking floss.
Yeah.
It's a line because they redo the blood test scene and they check for metal
they
in people's mouths.
Yeah, they
and
check for fillings
and
like fake teeth.
He's like,
yeah.
So I'm part of the suspects because I floss?
Well, like even at the end, she looks at the dude in the snowplow thing and is like, you wore your earring on your other ear.
Yeah.
And then tortures him. Which like that, I can agree with that. I think that's one of the better things that came out of that movie. But I don't know, man. That movie just didn't need to be made.
It's a prequel, correct?
Yeah. Just the it's the same
it's
movie,
the,
just at the Norwegian base.
Yeah, it tells a story
takes
in the
place
Norwegian
during
base.
The same time, pretty
yeah.
much.
Yes.
Yeah.
Except with Mary Elizabeth Winstead.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not bad.
No, it's a plus, for sure.
Yeah.
It's me again.
That can't hurt anything.
No, it's you. Brandon just went.
Yeah, it's you.
Yeah.
It's you, my lord. Pick number three, my lord.
Number three, my lord. It's Pumpkinhead.
Very
must
good.
Be big on fucking vengeance demons or something. Pumpkinhead's the shit, man. I mean, he's scary. He shoves a shotgun through a man's torso.
Yes.
Impales the man with a shotgun.
You stole that from Michael Myers. I'm just going to say that.
You shut your whore mouth.
I think that actually came out the same year.
I don't know.
What?
Pumpkinhead and Halloween 4.
Yeah, probably. I think it was the late 80s when they both
came
out.
Yeah, the same year. 88.
I mean, he's designed by the same team that designed the Xenomorphs.
Yep. So that can't hurt.
Nah. He's like, I like the whole idea of like him and Lance Hendrickson are linked.
Yep.
It's like that weird
spell. And over
time,
Pumpkinhead starts to look like Lance, which is fucking crazy.
Yeah. I mean, at the end, Pumpkinhead is Lance Hendrickson.
Like,
yeah.
I really like that.
Yeah.
I've only seen it one time, but that's what stuck with me.
I mean, like, it's fucking brutal.
Also, is Pumpkinhead orange or white? Because I can't.
He's fleshy color.
He's fleshy. Because, yeah, like, in some scenes, he looks more orangey.
It's just
some
the
scenes he looks white.
Yeah. Because the scenes where it's like thunder and lightning out, yeah, he looks a little.
Yeah, he's
pale.
All white because of the lightning, but, like, there's also scenes where, like, the lighting's orange for some reason.
Yeah. Right. I mean, like, dude, that movie, when it gets going, when they do the spell,
haggis,
and Pumpkinhead shows up, it's fucking brutal. He kills like 3 people in a span of like a minute.
Yeah.
Like, it's insanity. Like, one of my favorite scenes is where he takes that bitch's dead body and throws her through the fucking window.
Yeah.
And you just see these big, long talons come through and grab her by the head. Like, not even by the shirt or nothing, just straight up by the fucking face. And drags her back out into the night. And that, if that isn't scary, I don't know what is.
Right.
I don't know what will.
Also, everything in that movie could have been avoided if they just fucking got the dad or called
literally,
the police, an ambulance.
Literally. That kid probably would have made it.
Straight up, the dude was like, no, he's fucking dead, bro. He can't do nothing.
Dude, I can't go back to jail,
I'm
bro.
Drunk, bro.
That kid's got a family.
That kid's got a family.
My God.
My God.
I mean, and for one, who just, like, straight up takes out their dirt bikes and starts dirt biking on somebody else's property?
I always wondered that. Every time I watch it, I was like, what are you guys,
why,
fucking douchebags,
why would you do that?
Or something?
Are you
why
fucking
would you do that?
Mentally impaired?
You know there's a kid around, and you're not careful.
Yeah.
Son of a bitch. But no, Pumpkinhead's the shit. I mean, the scene in the church, the broken down church, he takes the cross and smashes it. You're like, God damn. Nothing can stop this man.
God damn.
And then Lance Hendrickson, I mean, like, they got to stab him with a pitchfork and shoot him in the fucking head, like, twice to kill him. So.
Yeah, they have to kill Lance to kill Pumpkinhead.
Yeah.
That's
connected.
The only way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because Lance's body is a piece of toilet paper in comparison to Pumpkinhead.
But even then, like, they shot him in the head twice.
Oh, yeah.
They had
that
to shoot him
right.
Twice.
Yeah. Oof. Being a revenge demon comes with its bonuses.
Yeah.
Pimping ain't easy.
But we don't talk about the sequels.
Yeah, it's a shame that they can't fucking put out a decent sequel.
Yeah, it's...
That's so weird.
Insanity.
It's just like Hellraiser after Hellraiser 2.
Yeah.
They all suck.
Point. There's even people who don't like Hellraiser 2.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot of good stuff in Hellraiser 2, though.
I've only seen the first two, to be honest.
I've seen a couple of the sequels.
I think I saw Bloodlines. It's one of the newer ones. It's ass. It's bad. It's not worth it. Anyways, all you got for Pumpkinhead?
Pumpkinhead. That's all I got. All
right, my number two. So, a little bit of backstory. I started rewatching the Lord of the Rings trilogy yesterday, and I got halfway through the Two Towers extended cut before I fucking passed out.
Very nice.
So, I'm going to finish that probably this weekend.
Very nice.
Yeah, I wanted to do it all in one day, but I didn't. I used to be able to when I was a young man.
Yeah.
Yeah. I used to be able to marathon those all the time.
Yeah.
But since it's been a while, I'm just taking my time. I got real tired. Anyway, the cave troll from Fellowship of the Ring.
Yeah. That's a good choice.
I was paying really close attention, like the CGI bits of Lord of the Rings still holds up.
I'm surprised
like, is some of the best CGI ever.
Yeah. I'm surprised you didn't choose the Balrog.
I do like the Balrog. But I've seen the cave troll in real life.
Fair enough.
Which leads me to tell a story. So when I was a kid, it was right after the Return of the King came out, I think. So early, like 2006. The Indiana State Museum brought a bunch of props and models and all sorts of shit related to the Lord of the Rings. It was like a nationwide tour they were doing.
Yeah.
It was Lord of the Rings, the exhibit. You can look it up, find pictures of all the shit. They had a life-size cave troll there.
That's pretty cool.
It was one of the coolest fucking experiences of my life. I wish I had the money to buy all those props and display them in a warehouse somewhere. Because I'd do it in a fucking heartbeat.
Oh, yeah.
I remember they had like a really, really, really early VR thing. You could sword fight orcs and shit.
That's pretty cool.
It was like a huge headset, though. It would like lower you onto you a line so it would stay up and you'd get this fucking sword handle. It was pretty cool. Yeah. I think we have pictures like somewhere of on an SD card or something or printed out somewhere of me at this thing. Little hobbit-sized me.
You were hobbit-sized?
I sure was. for about 6 months.
Very nice. Very nice.
But, yeah. I would have picked the Balrog. But he a bitch. Killed my man Gandalf, okay?
But Gandalf gave him that smoke in return.
Gandalf abandoned the party to go get that XP boost.
Fuck it. Straight up. Gandalf, like, took down a Balrog and fell for, like, 10,000 years or some shit in his brain.
You shall not pass, you fucking bitch.
You fucking bitch.
What bills do you pay to walk on this bridge?
None, because the dwarves are dead.
Yep. So
they're all dead.
Fuck them dwarves.
It's even sadder when you realize the dwarves that died, like in the tomb, Balin's tomb.
Yeah.
He's in The Hobbit. He's like one of the main players in The Hobbit. Yeah. And I'm just like...
He's like... all right. So number two. Godzilla. Big goddamn it, Godzilla.
Chunkus.
Yep. It's kind of hard not to have Godzilla in your top 10, at least.
Googly-eyed Chunkus.
So, my favorite variant, or whatever, of Godzilla is the 70s Godzilla, where he looks like a fucking...
Does a fucking tail slide, bro.
Yeah, where he looks like a pig. Dun, 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 dun. But really, it doesn't really matter, because all of them look pretty cool.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I can see why people would be afraid of the very first movie, because that's some... playing off of some very real shit.
Yeah.
And if something like that were to happen, what the fuck would you do?
I mean, like, some of the best... That's a good look for him. The original's a good look. The Godzilla vs. Destroyer, the way he looks in that, with all the fire and, like, the radiation, the red shit on him, looks dope. Godzilla vs. Biollante is probably my favorite look of Godzilla.
Yeah, I mean, like, that's like, the best thing about Godzilla is he's always changing in some way.
Yeah.
Whether it be just an appearance or ability.
Yeah.
So, he's got like a new fucking thing going on in every movie pretty much.
Yeah, it keeps it interesting.
So it's hard to get bored of him.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And he's like the OG giant monster.
Yep.
He's the man with the plan.
He's the one that spawned the monster boom pretty much, especially
in Japan. He is nuclear annihilation.
Correct.
Yeah, so you really can't go wrong. Like I said, like, you know, it'd kind of be hard not to put him in at least your top 10.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
I just put him in top 5 as number 2.
Yeah.
And there you go.
My number 2 is Brundlefly.
Nice.
Either Cronenberg's.
I was gonna say, which one?
You can do Cronenberg. I like both, personally. I like the classic design, too. He's got a big old fly head and like a fly claw. I mean... pretty solid look, but Cronenberg's is where it's at for me, because like it tells his body transformation tells a very deep story, and that's something that I think Cronenberg excels at in that movie especially. Plus, you got Gina Davis in that movie.
You got Gina Davis.
That man hooked up with Gina Davis, and you got gorgeous ass Jeff Goldblum.
Yeah. So neither one of those people can hurt a fucking movie.
Yeah. I mean, and the special effects are fucking amazing.
Yeah.
One scene in particular I adore. There's two in particular. There's one where Gina Davis comes to visit him after his like body is kind of transfigured a little bit, and he pukes up, and he's like, "Oh, that's disgusting."
Yeah,
I
agree with you there, man.
I love that scene. And then the scene towards the end, he's dragging Gina Davis into one of the teleporters because he's gonna merge her and the baby that she's pregnant with and him together so they could all be together and as one person. Like it's really fucked up.
Super bug hybrid.
That's like, is that like the end of the movie?
Yeah, that's towards the end of the movie.
Like, I've never seen it, so like, that's fucked.
You've never seen...
I have said that multiple times on the show.
How have you never seen that?
Bro, I have never gone out of my way to go, you know what sounds good today? The nasty ass fly movie.
You should watch it. At least once. Watch it at least once.
Yeah, I plan to. It's just I'd never go and just think, hey, you know what? I should watch that.
Just don't eat while you watch it.
There's a scene in particular where that scene, he's dragging her to the teleporter, and she, like, hits him in the face, but, like, grabs his jaw, and his jaw fucking falls off.
Yeah.
She, like, rips his jaw off, and he, like, transforms. Like, his head, the skin on his head fucking falls
it
back.
It falls
and
back,
like,
and then he
head.
Has, like, a fucking fly head.
Yeah. Like, a gross, nasty, mutated fly head. He's got big ol' eyes, and they're watery. That's the nastiest, but they're watery eyes.
They're fucking nasty.
He's got little feelers and shit. He also pukes on a dude's leg and hand and melts it.
Yeah. Poor Stafford. I think that's his name.
Nah, fuck Stafford.
Yeah, kind of fuck him, but poor guy, because that dude went through some shit.
And he lives.
Yeah.
It's the craziest part. And also, like, got to talk about The Fly, too, a little bit. The other, like, most people who don't know, there is a sequel to Cronenberg's Fly.
Yeah.
It's not that bad. It's not a great movie, by any means, but it is.
They recast Gina Davis in that one?
Yeah, they did.
Like, a lot of people, I haven't seen it, but a lot of people say it's an underrated, forgotten gem.
It's kind of a hidden gem, yeah.
So...
Like, it's really not that bad of a movie.
Yeah,
it's not a great movie.
I heard the effects are really good in that one, too.
They are. They hold up really well. I had to talk about that a little bit, too, because the effects in that movie are great, too.
Oh, hell yeah. All right, Bailey, what's your number one?
Number one. You already know who it is. The Gill Man.
Motherfucking Gill Man.
Motherfucking Gill Man. So, I first saw The Greaser from the Black Lagoon. I was pretty late, actually. I saw it when I was, like, 14. It was on one of the local access horror host shows, Svengoolie.
Yeah.
He broadcasts out of Chicago.
Oh, yeah.
And it was on MeTV. MeTV, which is 13-3 in our local channels.
Yep.
Saturday night, he did 3 straight weeks. He did every creature movie. So he did The Immortal. And, I fell in love.
There's a mouse over there.
I'm going to fuck you up. Get out.
No, he's fine. He got out.
We're outside, you know?
He's vibing.
Yeah, he's like, it's cold outside. I need a place to
He's
sit.
Like, man, ain't none of y'all named me off. I'm out of here.
I'm out.
Yeah. Fuck this garage. I'm out.
But, I fell in love with the Gill Man. He's the homie.
He's the man.
All the man's wanted was somebody to love.
And somebody to love him. That's all he wanted.
I mean, there's not much else I could say. Like, Riku Browning played him very wonderfully. There was another guy that played him. I can't remember his name, but he's not important. He didn't do the swimming.
Yeah, the swimming, I mean, just that whole...
The whole feat of shooting that's underwater.
Impressive. That's very impressive.
In the 50s.
Yeah.
Like, that kind of technology, you know, was probably, what, just coming out?
I mean, probably around, but, like, it's still a feat because all the shit they did on it, like... I think it's like 25% of the movie shot underwater.
Yeah, and Riku held his breath significantly long.
For like 6 minutes.
And the shoot was heavy.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's fucking crazy.
Yeah. But yeah, you know, you can't go wrong with Creatures from the Black Lagoon.
It's a classic.
All right, so my number one is The Kessler Wolf from an American Werewolf in London.
Surprise.
An American Werewolf.
Could have said the same thing for you. Shut your mouth.
American Werewolf in London is my favorite horror movie as of right now. And the werewolf in that movie just always gets me because of how scary he looks. And not only that, but he looks completely different from any werewolf in any other werewolf movie there is.
For sure.
Because he's bipedal, which means he walks on all four, for those who don't know.
Bipedal means you walk on... 2 feet.
He's quadrupedal.
We are bipedal beings. He's quadrupedal.
Yeah. Okay, my bad. the smart thing about like how the monster was shot in the movie was they would only let you see him for like a second at a time. And what would happen was the image of like his face or his body or whatever it was that you saw, it would like burn into your skull.
Yeah.
So you'd be like, oh, fuck, what was that?
Yeah.
And then you're sitting there thinking, and then once you see him again, you're like, ugh, you know? But my favorite scene from that movie is definitely the scene where you get to see him for a good bit, and he's just chasing everybody around. He's causing fucking mayhem in the city of London. People are wrecking their cars, getting ran over.
Fucking John Landis goes flying through a stained glass window. Yep.
People are flying through windshields. A guy gets his head bit off by the werewolf, too.
That whole scene is just fucking chaos.
It's equally the most horrific part of that movie and funny, because everybody's just losing their shit and dying. In a way, too, the monster is kind of sympathetic, because they have like the whole love angle with Alex and whatnot.
And
it's not good when it happens, you know? Because werewolf dies and Alex is just like, damn it. He said he was a werewolf and we didn't fucking listen.
Yeah, and she's like devastated.
Everybody thought that he was just kind of crazy because he had been traumatized because his friend died. And also, the special effects, Rick Baker, really good. He got nominated. He won an Oscar for all that shit.
Yeah.
And not only that, like, what's cool about it is when you get infected with the werewolf plague curse, whatever, you see the victims that you have killed.
Yeah, which is completely unique for that movie.
Which is crazy. Yeah. And they're all telling you to kill yourself, too.
Yep.
Well, I'm confused. You know, if that's the... why does he see...
David?
David's the main
character.
I can't remember his name. What's his friend's name, Brandon?
I don't know.
But where the moon, David? I can't remember. Then why does he see him, you know?
Well, it's part of the curse.
But it wasn't David that killed him.
But it's like, it would kind of make sense that werewolves, being supernatural beings, it would translate you'd be able to see between the veil of reality and the supernatural.
No, but David said you see the victims.
Yes,
you
I
killed.
Understand what you are saying.
David
I'm
did not kill
explain,
his friend. That's
I'm trying
Mickey
to explain
Zero's.
To you how I'm just trying to explain to you. I'm going to choke the shit out of you after this recording.
That still doesn't make sense. David didn't kill him.
Yes.
But even though he can see past the veil of reality, it still doesn't make sense.
How does it not make sense?
Because he didn't kill
his
friend.
Yes, he didn't kill his fucking friend.
So why does he see him?
Because he's a supernatural being, therefore he can see other supernatural beings.
Fuck!
It's pretty plain cut and dry right there. Leave it as it is. Brandon, keep talking about the movie before I fucking slap it.
That makes no sense.
Anyways, you know what else doesn't make sense? How Michael Myers is a supernatural being. All right, so, yeah, I just love An American Werewolf in London. Best werewolf, in my opinion, in any cinema movie. So, yeah. My favorite horror movie. Definitely favorite 80s horror
That's
movie.
Fair.
It's turning 40 this year, so gotta give it a shout out.
So was The Thing, I think.
The Thing's next year. 40th birthday's next year.
Good choice. Yeah.
What's your number one?
My number one is the Alien Queen from Aliens.
Gotcha.
Always and Forever will be my favorite monster on screen ever. I remember watching that movie. I was 8 years old. And I remember the scene. I was so invested. And for one, fucking Ellen Ripley. You know, fucking Sigourney Weaver herself. Going down into the depths of this scary-ass mining facility with all this nasty shit on the wall, looking for this little girl to save her. I was so hyped. Fucking, I was so invested. She's dropping flares. She's got the flamethrower, the machine gun. I thought that was so cool as a kid. And then she walks into the nest and finds Newt. Fucking just frags two fucking aliens right then and there. Like it was nothing. Gets Newt out, and I just remember the uneasiness I felt when she picks Newt up and it starts doing that shot. And you hear the noise, the squishy noises of like the eggs coming out of the egg sac. And it follows it all the way up. And you just see this black mass. It's almost beautiful in a sense. Like that shot, it's almost like modern art or something. That's so weird to say, but it's true. And then you see the head lift up. You don't see a face yet. You see the head lift up, the big crown, you know. And then her face slides out of the fucking crown. And I remember as a kid being amazed but horrified. I was like,
oof.
If I could go back in time as a kid and think of a term, I'd be like, that's a huge bitch. I mean, just like every scene with her in it is fucking awesome. She like the fact she rips herself off of her egg sac to go chase Ripley and Newt. That's some nasty shit. Second off, I mean, like, it's it's crazy. Like, I love the whole idea that the xenomorphs are like a hive. You know, like, they're like ants. They're like ants, ladies and gentlemen.
Fucking ants.
Like, they just, they have a queen, and, like, the queen looks badass, and she's bigger and badder. I mean, it's like what Hudson says, like, in the films. Like, it was probably, like, you know, like, so he says something, like, about bees. Mm-hmm. So, like, that's probably a better comparison. You know, she, and he's like, yeah, she's probably real big and bad, too, you know? Like, and she is. She's a bad motherfucker. You don't want to fuck with her. The whole fight scene with her and Ripley and the mech, amazing. Fucking butt clenching with, like, the fucking the mouth coming in and out, you know?
Yeah.
Amazing. It's truly, truly amazing. It's a memory I'll never forget. I mean, God, I love the way she looks. She looks awesome.
God damn.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, that was our list.
Well, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. I'm trying to think of the Watch Mojo outro. I haven't seen a Watch Mojo video in so long.
Do you agree with our list?
Do you agree? Let us know in the comments below.
Anyways, yeah, tell us your top five favorite movie monsters on Twitter or something.
Harper West better be on there.
Hubert West?
I'm not going into this with you.
Anyways,
thanks for coming, everybody.
What'd y'all watch real quick?
The Lord of the Rings. That's it. And Shameless. I'm on season 2, 3.
Very nice. You said you didn't finish Twin Towers or the Two Towers.
No. When later tonight, it'll be them leaving for Helm's Deep. It's part two. That's part two of the Blu-ray. The first scene's them leaving for Helm's Deep, Helm's Deep, and the battle in the end.
It's like what Jontron says, like, elves are only immortal unless you stab them. If you stab them, it's a completely different situation.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Also, I just want to fucking gush again. I fucking posted the link to the YouTube video. But, dude, Viggo Mortensen fucking parries a knife in IRL in that movie. Yeah. Dude, fucking a botched stunt, and he just said, oh, all right, bet. Swing!
Can you imagine if he didn't parry it?
He'd be dead.
Fucking dead.
Also, like, props to Viggo Mortensen again. He insisted on using, like, a real metal prop sword.
Yeah.
Good thing, too, or he'd probably be dead.
He'd be fucking dead.
Man's fucking parried a fucking dagger in midair.
Either that or he have a nice new haircut for the movies.
Yeah.
Right?
Dude. Peter Jackson, man.
He's that crazy bastard. I mean, the fact that he went from fucking low-budget B-movie horror films to,
like, gory-ass movies.
Yeah, to the Lord of the Rings.
Dude, I think the only horror movies I've seen is Dead Alive, but that shit is, like, the all you need to see.
I mean, a lot of people say that Dead Alive is, like, the goriest movie of all time.
That's, I think, the most goriest movie I've ever seen in my entire life.
Takes a lawnmower and mows down fucking flesh-eating zombies.
Kills a priest. Yeah, it's ballsy.
The fucking priest is like, I kick ass for the Lord and starts doing ninja shit.
Yeah.
There's that nasty looking fucking rat and baby in that movie.
I forgot about the rat, bro.
Yeah.
It's really
But yeah, Robert Shea was from New Line was like, yeah, I like that. You want $18 million per movie? I don't even remember what the budget was for those. Hold on, I'm gonna Google it real quick. Why are you doing Mario music?
Because it's the loading music.
The Fellowship of the Ring was $93 million. That's just the first one.
Holy shit!
But it grossed box office was $888.3 million.
That was their budget.
Yeah, $93 million.
Fuck. Dude.
Well, I don't know if you knew this. They shot all three back to back, so they took 3 years and they filmed them all. I don't know if they did them in sequence or what, but they filmed all three back to back.
So $93 million was the entire budget.
No, that was just for the first one.
Oh, damn! They must have used a lot of money to make.
They used a lot of CG in that movie too.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's not good. The only thing. They use a lot of practical effects too. But
yeah. So I've recently watched this docuseries on Hulu, put out by Vice. It's called Dark Side of the Ring, and it's about
how wrestling's bad.
Wrestling and the many dark tales within them. There's a few episodes that I'll kind of talk about. You know, like there's one about like the death of Bruiser Brody. That one made me cry. The death of fucking Owen Hart made me cry.
It made me die.
I mean, I felt dead. I mean, it's crazy. They also talk about the Montreal Screwjob because everybody talks about the Montreal Screwjob.
Yeah.
And there's some other shit, like they did like the Life and Crimes of New Jack, which was fucked. That's one I actually recommend because New Jack's pretty fucked.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, that's all I've really watched. I mentioned before that I've been trying to watch Hatchet 3 and Victor Crowley to finish out the franchise because that's one of the franchises we want to review very soon.
Yeah.
But I haven't gotten around to doing it yet because I'm lazy and busy.
Yeah.
Kind of weird. Weird combination there.
We can just cover the Hatchet franchise and you can get your raw reactions.
Yeah. But yeah, that's all I've really watched.
Almost done with Buffy. That's about it. Literally almost done. I have like a few episodes left.
Get the hammer.
The flavor.
The heavy flavor. The heavy flavor. You done with Buffy yet?
Almost. I'm like, I got a few more episodes, like maybe 4 or 5 more episodes. I'm done.
The musical episode's like one of the last episodes, I think.
It's in season 6.
Oh, I thought it was in season 7.
Which, musical episode, pretty good.
That is pretty good.
Pretty good.
Pretty good.
The demon guy singing is the best part.
Yeah.
but yeah. I mean, it's interesting. This season's a lot better than the last one. I'll say that.
All right.
That's about it. That's about it.
Well, that about does it for this episode of We Came From Beneath the Sea. If you enjoyed, consider leaving us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts. Leave some constructive criticism behind, like how Zach did put Herbert West on his list.
I'm going to dropkick you through that garage
door. The man doesn't think he's a monster.
Okay? He is, though.
He's a monster, but not a monster.
Let's agree to disagree.
No, I'm going to agree.
I'm going to agree to disagree before I put you through that table.
I'll put you through that fucking wall. Anyway, we'd like to join our wonderful network. Wonderful? Wonderful network. Go to slashandcast.net. Find the podcast network tab, and the link to apply is right there, as well as all of our other wonderful shows.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know what we're doing next week. Probably a franchise. I don't know. Probably find a short one somewhere.
I don't know.
Amityville. 16 movies. Let's go.
Absolutely the fuck not.
All right, Puppet Master.
Absolutely
no,
the fuck not.
No, 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 no. I will do one of those. That's it.
I'll do... we can do probably like the first 3 or 4 Puppet Masters.
I'll do the first one.
All right, all 4.
Don't make me go
through. All 4 next week. Let's go.
don't make me go through, brother.
But yeah, that about does it for us. We'll...
Wait, did you say 4? Dude, there's like 14 of those movies.
I said we can do the first 4.
Oh, I thought you said like we'll do all 4 of them. I was like, bro, there's like 14 of those movies.
Let me tell you something, brother. I'm not stupid.
Or like you said, we could do the 4 Hatchet films.
Yeah.
Hatchet would be cool.
Yeah.
We'll see. We'll see. We might do standalones. I don't know. Who knows? We'll see.
I might not be here. Who knows? I don't know.
But all right, we'll talk at you next week. Be safe. Be kind. Bye.
Sayonara. Bye.